Worship to the land and go from the planet to the planet to the planet. I can't help the way I'm feeling. Gotta some love, please take me to your leader.
Hello, this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Phonomancers Anonymous.
Woo!
And I'm DJ Paprika, and this is...
I'm DJ Headphones. I feel like it's going to change every week.
That's
today,
cool.
I'm DJ Headphones.
There's DJ Headphones. And who else do we have here?
Hello, my name is DJ Bad Version of Your Poem.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be here today.
I'm glad. So it's like your poem, but the bad version of it.
Ugh, you got it.
Brilliant. Yep. Genius.
Never been done before. Speaking of Lady Gaga, that was...
that was Lady Gaga.
Lady
singing
Gaga.
Singing Venus.
Yeah. Is that from the Art Pop era?
I think it's Art Pop is the album.
Yeah, I just...
Is that what it says?
I have, yeah, it says Art Pop.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make conversation about it.
Oh, well, yes, it is. And also, Lady Gaga is a goddess and amazing, and I love Lady Gaga.
Yeah, no.
I just want to throw that out there.
I actually watched the new documentary.
5'2".
5'2".
Because she's 5'2".
Yeah.
Me too.
Actually, she's
really?
5'3", but it wasn't catchy enough, so they changed it to 5'. I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I was like, that's really offensive.
It didn't sound as good as 5'2", so they changed it. Sorry,
I
what?
Am 5'2".
Hannah's 5'. Oh,
so
it could be
the
about
album DJ. Is actually about me.
I think, or the documentary. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
I'm sure.
DJ, another version. What is it? A bad version of your poem.
Just DJ.
It's DJ bad version of your poem all at once.
Oh,
no,
it's DJ bad version of your poem is 5'2". Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not 5'2".
5'2" and like a little bit extra, but...
Oh, that's what it should have been called.
5'2"
and a little bit extra. So today's theme is... Drum roll.
That oral drum roll was a lot. Our theme is Venus in Gemini.
We're never in sync.
What are you talking about?
I'm supposed to do the drum roll. You're supposed to not make commentary and supposed to say... what it is.
All right, next time. I just wasn't ready. I'm sorry. I have a hard time.
That's fine. I'll never do anything.
I'm not as fast as
orally
you.
Again.
So, how many Venus and Geminis do we have in the room?
Yeah, or to clarify, it's astrology and I don't know.
That's important.
It's yeah, we're talking about astrology here because I don't think everyone is as literate as we are
no.
in astrology.
So how many?
So basically in astrology, there's like planets, right? Like there's actual planets. It's not made up. And depending on where they are located in the sky at the time when you're born, you have certain planets on your birth chart. And that, so according to astrology,
in certain signs.
In certain signs. So like Venus can be in any sign, and that can say something about your life or whatever.
And Venus particularly says something about your love life.
It does.
Yes, because people usually know about like the big three,
which
signs.
Yes,
which are your
sun, moon, and rising. And the other important sign, but they're all important.
They're all important, yes.
But the ones that people pay attention to the most, I think.
Are the Venus, because people are really invested in talking about love.
And compatibility.
And destruction.
And if someone will ever love them. And also destruction. That was
which
a good
are the
point.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So then...
Do you know your Venus sign?
My Venus is Sagittarius.
Oh.
So I don't really...
I don't know what that says about
someone. One of
someone.
These things is not like the other.
That sound was like random bumping.
My chin hit into the microphone. Headphone. Anyway, so then putting all the pieces together, Venus in Gemini says something very specific about a person. And are you both Venus and Gemini?
We are.
Indeed.
And we discovered this about 2 weeks ago.
Together.
Wow. If you out there, listeners, how many listeners do we have today?
Oh, I can check.
Yes. If you are perhaps a Venus and Gemini, we would really encourage and appreciate
your
phone call.
Yeah.
At 855-915-9636.
That's 855. I just like saying it twice because
yes,
it sounds like what they usually do. 855-915-WMFO.
And, you know, if you have any advice on being a Venus in Gemini, dating a Venus in Gemini, finding someone to date as a Venus in Gemini, finding someone to date in general, please call in.
Honestly, the thing I'm most interested in is, like, as people whose Venuses are in Gemini, how do we date? Like, all the websites are about how to love Venus in Gemini. And I'm like, but...
What about us? But what can you guys...
Okay, I can sum up what I've heard from like all these random
short
websites.
Summary.
What we've heard,
so,
yes.
I mean, I'm sure people know that Geminis are known to be a little like... that's the stereotype is that they're two-faced, flighty.
True.
A lot of maybe other good things that I don't know about.
False.
And then, that kind of...
I think also just like able to like accomplish a diverse like... thing of things.
A diverse range.
A diverse range of personalities. Relationships. But
So then when you talk about people whose Venus are in Gemini, it's sort of like
they can never decide
easily.
Anything.
They can't just, they're indecisive.
And also like maybe have a lot of crushes or like are kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Which definitely certainly applies to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how DJ Paprika feels.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the indecisive, why are you shaking your head?
I feel like you're pretty, I mean, maybe, well, I want to know what you have to say first, but I have thoughts, obviously.
Yeah, well then, so I was telling this to Miranda, and she was like, well, I don't think you're flighty at all.
I don't think I am either.
Keep talking. I want other people to talk
about me. I think maybe you're indecisive. Maybe indecisiveness is like one thing, but I think you're pretty like, not flighty. I mean, I think you're pretty like,
The thing that Penny from Wacko Witch Astrology on YouTube was telling us, I'll play a clip from Penny later because she's ridiculous in a good way. She has a lot to say. But she was saying that like people with Venuses and Gemini can like pine after someone for a long time and be like committed to that. But then once they get that person, whatever that might mean, then they get quote unquote bored or like other variations of that.
Got it. Oh.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because obviously your Venus sign interacts with your other signs, which can create some capital S situations.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly it can.
So we can leave it at that, and I'm gonna play for now we'll be back later, but I'm gonna play a song from Perfume Genius called Sides, which I think maybe speaks to the stereotype about Venus and Gemini, so you'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
So that was Clary Brown with I'll Be Fine, theme song to one of the best shows ever, Please Like Me. You should be able to find it online if you really want to watch it.
Which is, Please Like Me is how we feel as Venus and Gemini.
Yeah, honestly.
As a Venus and Sagittarius,
we should
I'm
really
doing fine.
Can we look up what that means? Didn't we look it up and it was really accurate?
Yes.
Remember with Wilson?
It means, yeah. Well, one of the characteristics that I remember is that it was like, it was like people, basically that people will like me. The exact sentence is actually really ridiculous that mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But it's like people will like me based on like my smile and how I'm funny and stuff like that.
That's true.
Yes.
But that's not all.
I mean, I guess not. But I guess since it's more about my personality,
mm-hmm.
then it's not going to be like, you're beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know how they can know that about you. Sometimes with like, I don't know, in the really bad astrology websites, yeah. they'll be like, you know, people with Sun and Cancer are like beautiful and like usually tall and like,
right.
and like lazy. And I'm like, well, true, but like, how did you know that?
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, no, mine is like, it was just very like, people are attracted to you because of mm-hmm. your laugh.
Yeah.
So, but it's fine. That's what it is.
That's what it is. What were we going to talk about?
DJ Bad Poem.
I like DJ Bad Poem can be the short version of the bad version of your poem.
No, that's, I keep reject that. To clarify, hello listeners, my full DJ name is DJ Bad Version of Your Poem. No,
so
spaces.
It's actually your poem that's bad, not mine.
That correct.
My poem is bad because it's a bad version.
I am the bad version of your poem.
Yeah.
Right. So your poem is good.
No, that's what I was just speaking in your voice.
I am implicated in your poem.
Yeah.
However, it's not.
Yeah.
This doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah, so we're talking
everything
about
everything matters.
That's not true.
Talking about crushes,
a lot
love.
Of, we're talking about crushes, love, and mm-hmm. and
desire.
Whether our teachers think that people in their classes are dating each other or not.
That is what we were talking
yeah.
about.
That's a good question.
I've had some interesting interactions with professors about stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
No.
I know you said interactions, but I thought you said attractions.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Yeah.
So do we have thoughts about this? I don't understand the life.
The life?
Of Venus and Gemini.
Should we read about it?
And
yeah.
what
Hannah,
it means
it?
To... I don't know.
Yeah, we should go more in depth. If we're playing songs about it, we need to go more in depth.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we need to talk about how the world understands Venus in Gemini and then what our experiences of that have been mm-hmm. as people who identify as Venus in Gemini.
I'm more intrigued by the second one.
Yeah, can we do the second one?
Yes.
You were describing some of your... both of you.
Oh,
were.
I meant... I just wanted to read what's online, but keep going.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to start with the online, and then we're going to... And then
I'm
I can talk about how that applies to my life and other people's.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, when you Google Venus in Gemini, it says, when your Venus is in Gemini, you look for lively relationships with plenty of activity and communications. The implication of that, this is now DJ Bad Version of your poem, the implication of that is that if your lively relationships don't have plenty of activity and communication, you might move on to a different relationship that could provide more activity.
Everyone on the internet is so worried about Venus and Gemini's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But aren't people like just worried about everyone cheating all the time?
Exactly.
Because human beings are flighty and messed up.
Also, like, who would be like, oh yeah, I don't want a lively relationship? Wouldn't everyone want a lively relationship?
Yes.
Like a relationship in which there is life? That's the baseline level of what a relationship should be. You need to both be alive.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Deep. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, and we have relationships with people who are a variety of aliveness, but yeah.
That's true.
Venus and Gemini... Wait, I have a better thing to read. Can I read it?
Yes.
Yeah.
From the internet.
Yeah, please just go for
it's
it.
It's from cafeastrology.com.
Oh, my fave.
Venus and Gemini people will try to win over the object of their affection with witty conversation. That's true about me. Displaying just how much they know and demonstrating their diverse interests. These lovers are playful. Some might even call them a tease.
I don't like it.
They are hard to pin down, But this is how people see Venus in Gemini, so that's why I'm reading it. Mm-hmm. They are hard to pin down, and they resist relationships that promise to become too comfortable. Even those with their sun in Taurus, my sun is in Taurus, or Cancer.
Oh, that's me. Why is Capricorn astrology calling us out? I feel talked to.
Whose outward demeanor may suggest some reserve and caution will want their relationships to be stimulating and full of conversation with Venus in Gemini.
Hmm. I do love a conversation. Maybe like once a day.
I hate conversation.
I had like one conversation a day, no more, no less.
Someone told me today that I was an exceptional conversationalist.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, someone said that.
That person feels that way. It means that you had an exceptional conversation with them, and that's true.
There you go.
We did. It involved a lot of things.
Okay.
Diverse interests are one of the qualities of...
Yeah. What did you say? A thing of things. Things with lots of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Well, that's a tidbit for you.
I'm really into all of this.
Me too. I'm like having a lot of fun.
If you don't like astrology, we are deeply apologetic that you have tuned in.
But you might like some songs, so like stick around. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
we picked some good songs.
Hannah, do you want to introduce one of yours maybe? Like you sent me some songs. There was a couple. There was one by The Shins. There's one by Mitski. Like I was wondering. Yeah,
Which
one should we play?
Well, depends on you because you thought of those songs in relation to this topic. So like, wonder why.
Well, you know, we could play Heartworms.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would just, if you're listening, just listen to this song and feel what it would feel like to be a Venus in Gemini. Or to be in a relationship with a Venus in Gemini. Mm-hmm. Or to be in a relationship with anyone.
Or just, you know, whatever signs you have. You know, just imagine what that's like.
I really just feel this song in my shins.
I'm just here to test your patience. Cause you're so smart, my tricks don't work at all. Is it my lack of education? Just tell me why you never call. Behind your symmetry lies a fundamental difference. There are those who own the minds and those who crawl. No offense, but in between the lines I'm reading.
So that was Prince, When You Were Mine. Maybe my favorite Prince song, and I only discovered it because of the Cyndi Lauper cover, which is, in my opinion, better, but I wanted to play Prince. So that's
that. We love
that.
Prince here.
Yeah, and this version is happier and less angsty, even though the subject material is very angsty.
You know, there's also a song called Venus de Milo by Prince.
Oh.
We kind of missed.
Wait, we really missed that.
We missed that.
Oh, yeah, we could still play it.
Music from the motion picture Under the Cherry Moon.
Under the Cherry Moon.
Yeah.
Is that? Anyway, I have no idea what
call
that is.
In if you know about Under the Cherry Moon.
Please tell us about Under the Cherry Moon and whatever you know about it.
Whatever you know about it.
Some facts. We would love some facts on this show. We have zero facts.
Zero facts. Anyway, circling
all speculation.
Back,
anyway.
Circling back to the Venus and Gemini conversation, mm-hmm. we would like to make a strong case that even though we have said some things about Venuses and Geminis, we love
and those
Venuses
things,
and Geminis,
yeah.
and also
we are Venus and Gemini,
except for me, and also we love them, and also, like, don't you want like a complex, like,
intelligent
conversationalist as like your love person?
Someone who, like, really wants to get to know you. I guess that's the baseline for a relationship.
Basically, we're arguing that, like, to have your date person be a Venus in Gemini is actually very awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
See, we had to build
and
up
it's
the...
it's complicated.
Yeah.
But
which
so
is
every
awesome.
Sign.
Yeah, because
here's
it keeps you excited, keeps you guessing.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Well, hopefully it keeps you, like, also calm and, like, peaceful.
Well, yeah, I think...
But also keeps you, like, having a good time.
Yeah.
A good old
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm. And to be clear...
Wink, wink.
This is my personal opinion as DJ, bad version of your poem, but astrology is in the eye of the beholder,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
everything is fake. Mm-hmm.
Snaps
so
to that.
I really don't want you all, you dear listeners, to think that we are hardcore astrology people, because we are, but in a really softcore way.
In a way where I actually don't know anything about it.
About what?
Astrology.
And, like, all signs.
God, what are we doing here?
All signs, okay, all signs have bad things and good things, just
yes.
like all people.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
Also, like, you don't have to identify with your Venus and Gemini if it's not you.
With
you
your
know?
Venus.
Also,
or with your Venus.
Also, the number one thing that I saw when I did my natal chart.
Yeah.
My natal chart.
Was.
It's technically natal chart, not birth chart. Excuse
it's
me.
It's definitely natal
it's
chart.
Natal chart.
What I found was that it said that even. Or actually, I did a compatibility chart with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd
it was
that
like,
go?
What'd you say? It was great. It was amazing.
That was amazing.
It was so validating
wow.
and amazing.
See, it can be so validating
yes.
and amazing.
But part of what it said was that you need to, like, also leave room for things to be hard sometimes.
Mm.
Because, one, that's how you grow and, like, become a great couple and, like, mm-hmm. partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's how you, like, learn more about yourself and who you are and how you want to be in relationships.
Yeah.
So let's just take a moment to take the good with the bad and love our Venuses and Geminis tonight.
Wow. And love all
tonight
of our,
in this
all
club.
Of our Venus signs.
Tonight in this club.
And love ourselves is really the thing.
That's really what it comes down
I
to.
I like myself. I'm worth a lot.
Yes. That is the mantra. Isn't there more?
Yes.
Keep going.
And you can't tell me that I'm not, because you can't see inside of me. I'm big, I'm strong, I'm ready for whatever comes along. I've got good friends, we stick together until the end.
I didn't
end.
Know it was this long.
I like myself, I'm worth a lot, I like myself, I'm worth a lot. And you can't tell me that I'm not, because you can't see inside of me.
That is poetry.
Mic drop.
That's the good version
That's
of your poem.
That's the good version of
That's
your poem.
That's the good version, thank you.
That's really sweet. Okay, I'm going to play New Saint Vincent real quick, because it's so good. Okay,
Ooh.
It's very good. Hannah agrees with me. And this is, it's called
A
Mass.
Lot of head nodding happening up in this
A
club.
Lot of, like, body language that I can't read. I don't know if you know about me, but I'm really bad at reading
And
body
then you have
language.
To announce it.
Yep.
Left arm moving up and down. Hi, that's a wave.
We don't read body language here, just
no.
poems.
Yeah.
Aww.
So her new album is called Mass Education. It's one word, all caps. I don't know why you needed to know that.
No, I did. I
you did?
To,
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I always say...
No, that's
okay,
great.
Thanks. This is Hang On Me, and it's really cool. Enjoy.
Boo.
Oh my God. Guess what? It's Halloween. I just realized we haven't talked about the month of Halloween yet.
We haven't talked about the month of Halloween.
You know what's scary?
The month of October?
Love. No, the month of Halloween.
Oh my God.
Hey, what was that song?
Oh, that song was by this really cool band. Local band, Boston, called Dump Him. And the reason we played it is because we love it, but also the reason we know about this band at all is because so our friend Emmett told Hannah about this, and then Hannah told me. So it came through the grapevine, and that's how you're hearing it. But their EP/short album, I don't know which one it is. It's called Venus in Gemini.
Which is incredible.
Which is the genesis of this theme
and
right
made,
here.
And helped me and Priyanka understand ourselves.
Because that day when we heard this music, we were sitting in the office of the Women's Center, and we decided to YouTube Venus in Gemini to see what came up, and we found this whole subculture of YouTubers who are like amateur or professional astrologists.
Yeah, what makes you say they're amateur?
I know, right? They're astrologers. What is a professional astrologer?
I think they're astrologists, not astrologers. Astrologers are like scientists.
Okay, you're right. Well, that's astronomer.
Oh, never mind.
I guess you could be both. I like astrologist. But there's this woman named Penny.
Astrologist.
Are we going to play Penny's advice?
We could play like a couple, a few seconds.
We should.
Penny really taught us a lot.
That.
Yeah. Also, we can do our PSA while I find Penny. You want to do that?
I think that sounds great.
I could, yeah. So, or while Miranda finds her PSA, I'll play Penny. How about that?
Either way, I have one.
Find the person that they want to be in a relationship with. They feel a bond when they are intellectually stimulated. They are pretty good at using words to get what they want. They can definitely have some relationship ADD though, you know, like jumping from one person to another. If you get them involved in a relationship, you must have really done something to keep their attention because they get bored very easily. They tend to have one foot in and one foot out.
Okay, that's enough, Penny. We're done with the bad things.
Yeah, and you know what? I would just like to say that the particular Venus and Geminis in this room are actually rather shy and nervous Venus and Geminis, and we don't fly from relationship to relationship.
Yeah.
Also, these two Venus and Geminis are like the sweetest people you could ever hope to know.
Yeah.
So,
truly.
Like, I mean, you're really wasting your time
this
if you're not.
This is secretly about how you should date us.
That's,
but it's
that's
not.
Like overtly.
It's very overtly, actually.
I feel like it's overtly.
Well, it was a joke.
Oh, I don't need
it was
jokes.
A little bit of a joke.
Okay. We love to joke here on Final Answers Anonymous.
Jokes.
But so, yeah. Miranda's going to give you a public service announcement. Please listen.
I forget the one
Here's
I did.
Here's another public service announcement. I'm done. This is a fake one.
Yeah.
I'm done with dating apps for now. So, yeah.
Is that a public service?
For now.
That you're doing?
Yeah, that's my public service.
Can you tell us a little bit about why?
You know, it's because my little Taurus sun, Capricorn moon, Aquarius rising, Venus in Gemini, heart, cannot handle it. That's why.
Yes.
This is everything you need to know about Hannah.
Because it's making me write too many bad poems. That's not true. I don't write poems about dating apps.
You don't write bad poems.
That's not true.
Wow, I've just been lying on nonstop today.
Yeah, well, but no, but so basically, which is all to say that if you would like to date me, you should send me a message via any social media platform except dating apps because I'm not doing that anymore.
Speaking of Facebook, Phonomancers Anonymous is on Facebook and you can get updates to remind you when to tune in. You can get a little link afterwards if you missed the show. Just search Phonomancers Anonymous on the internet or on Facebook and you will be able to follow.
Message Phonomancers Anonymous if you want to date Phonomancers Anonymous.
Yeah.
Or any one of the DJs.
Yeah.
Except not all of them.
DJ Bad Headphones?
DJ Headphones.
Oh. These are really good headphones.
These are great headphones. So today we have a PSA for you all. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks, PSA. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one. A texting
driver.
I was just
talking about how we need facts. Keep going.
A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Radio. Yes. I mean, we really have been doing some education.
Oh my God,
major education. Public education.
There's a whole bunch of facts for you.
The school board.
Not private education.
Verify
public.
Us.
Education.
Public.
Tufts is certainly a very public. Private institution, public. But that's fine.
Yeah, but this is free. This is a community institution.
Oh, yes. I have to say that I've learned so much about Venus. I have to say that I've learned so much about Venus and Gemini today.
It's getting hot in here.
Can I say what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So just in this minute, as I was announcing that I've gained an education here at WMFO, Priyanka goes to stretch her back, pulls her shoulders back, and pops open her top button of her shirt. And it got pretty steamy in here for half a second. You know, Venus and Gemini is unpredictable.
Wait, we're all wearing red.
OMG.
Because we're so
What
hot.
Does that say about
we're
us?
So hot.
We're
so hot. We're ready for it.
We're looking for love.
We're looking for love. We're looking for love. I'm not looking for love. Okay. I found love.
Yeah. To be
in
clear,
a hopeless
DJ
place.
Headphones is not available.
I'm not on the market.
Unavail.
But, I'm happily
the other
off the
two
market.
Of us are available, so yeah.
And that doesn't mean that anyone is better than anyone else.
We're going to play another song. This is a song that I want to play.
What song are we playing?
But do either of you have songs you want to play?
I have a song.
Before? You have a song?
No, I want a song after that.
Okay, so this is Tove Sterk. I think she's Swedish.
Ooh.
Swedish pop.
Tove.
Oh, yeah.
Tova? Is it Tova?
Not Tove. Oh.
It's T-O-V-E.
Is it Tova?
It could be Tova, if it's Swedish.
It's Swedish. Well, it's not Tove Lo. It's not Tove Lo. It's a different Tove.
So we can do that research on our own time.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Million Pieces. It's a little bit older, but she has some new music out currently that's really good. But I love this song.
Woo!
So let's dream that this baby don't break me.
What up?
I realized that was maybe a jarring transition from Tove. We didn't do the research.
T-O-V-E.
Million Pieces, a jam, to Mitski's I Bet on Losing Dogs, also a jam, but a very different kind of jam.
We're going to make an even bigger jump after.
Yeah, we're going to go out the way we came in with a party. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I was joined by
DJ Headphones
and DJ Bad Version of Your Poem.
And they were incredible guests. We had so much fun talking about astrology and love and
Venuses and Geminis.
Venuses and Geminis.
Loving ourselves.
Loving other people. So happy to be here.
Truly so happy. And we have a very special request.
By a very special lady.
A very special lady. Do you want to introduce it?
No.
That's all. We'll see you next week.
Woo! Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fancy DY. Oh no. Go. Sí, sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. DY. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino que yo voy. Oh, tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Oh yeah, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún